It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron is a park ranger at Mayo Park. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, now you got a crappy fishing tournament this weekend at Mayo, correct?
That is correct, Rob. This is our last fishing tournament period for the year. This is our last, the other week was our last bass tournament, but this week is our very last crappy tournament until next year. So, again, if you are interested in fishing in the tournament, please give me a call at 597-7806. Tell a friend to come out and support this event. We're trying to get it growing. We would like to have a lot of boats out there. So, if you know anybody that's a crappy fisherman or people that like to fish for crappie, please tell them to come out this Saturday. It's only $25 to register, and you have up to five people on your boat. So that's a very good price and a very good turnout. More than anything, Rob, we always have fun doing it. The guys that be out there, a lot of times we do have ladies out there. It's all fun games. We just always have a good time. So please come out this weekend and support our crappie tournament. The boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in will be at 12. We may change the weigh-in time to 1 o'clock, but still, just come on out and support it, or give us a call for more questions and details.
336-597-7806. LeBron, tell us about this golf camp.
Yes, Rob, it's always something going on in the Person County Parks and Recreation Department. We try to come up with different ideas and different activities to keep people active, just to get people outside. I was listening to the news this morning before I left, and they were saying how being quarantined, can really set in, depression, or just being in the house really can set in and take a toll on your body. So with that being said, come on out. We do have a golf camp that's going on October 26th through the 29th at the Sportsplex. And it's for ages 10 to 15. So if you're boys and girls. So if you know anybody that's between the ages of 10 to 15, come on out to this golf camp. But you do have until this Thursday, the 22nd, to register because it starts that next week on the 26th. So please come on out this weekend. Come on out and register this week before Thursday on the 22nd and get registered.
336-597-1755 for more information. You can log on to personcounty.net. Coming up on our next break of Playing in Person, LeBron's going to fill us in on a free movie location. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, tell us some information about that free movie.
Yes, Rob. As always, if you can remember, pre-pandemic, we was always showing our free movies at the Kirby Theater, at least once a month. Well, now we're doing, like we used to back in the drive-in movies. It is, Rob, 100% free, and it is this Friday night starting at 7 o'clock at the Sportsplex. Gates will open at 6 o'clock, Rob, and it is free. The movie that we will be showing is Remember the Titans. It's a pretty good movie with Denzel Washington. So if you've never seen the movie or just curious what it's about, please come up. Look at some previews of it. It's a very good movie. But needless to say, it is a free movie this Friday night starting at 7 o'clock. We will open up the gates at 6, and a food truck will be on hand out there for concessions. So come on out. The last movie we showed was Jumanji a few weeks ago, and that was a huge success. Robin watched it up under the stars and in the truck. So come on out this Friday night to the Rock Sportsplex and watch the movie Remember the Titans. Again, it is free. Gates open at 7. We will start at the gates open at 6, and we will start showing the movie at 7 o'clock.
All righty, here's 5 minutes before 8. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, already this morning we've talked about the free movie that's going to be taking place this Friday out at the sports complex. You've got a crappie fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park, and we talked a little bit about the golf class. Mm-hmm. What else is going on these days with the Parks and Rec Department?
Well, Rob, it's always, we always try to keep, something going on, something up our sleeve. So with that being said, as far as Mayo Rob, I highly encourage people to start looking at their calendars. I cannot stress it enough. Start making reservations for next year. We are booking up very fast. A lot of the major weekends are already taken. So please start doing that. Rob, we are open. Excuse me. We are open all year long for camping. A lot of people always ask us, you know, when do we shut down? Well, we don't never shut down. The only thing is after October 31st, we're just physically not there on the weekends. You still can camp. You still can come out and get a cabin. But just know the staff will not be there on weekends. So you must make all reservations prior to 5 o'clock on Friday. So you can get your keys to the gate and keys to the cabin. Again, I cannot just stress enough, come on out and start making reservations for next year. We still have canoes and kayaks for rent. We rented a bunch this past weekend, Rob, so people are still taking advantage of that, getting in while they can. The water's still a little bit warm on the top, but you go down in there, she cools off a little bit down in there. So again, come on out to Mayo, enjoy our nature trails. We are it seems like Rob is uphill battle. We're fighting the leaves on the trails, but we do the best we can, you know, to fight those trails. And the community school comes out every day, the cross country team comes out every day, and they are helping us out tremendously with the leaves and as far as trail maintenance. So again, come on out to Mayo and enjoy Mother Nature.
Sounds like a lot of fun at Mayo Park. Along with the nature trail, they have horseshoe pits, disc golf. As LeBron said, it's free to come out to just enjoy the park. Now, if you want to rent a paddleboard or canoe or a kayak, that's a small charge, but you best to RSVP ASAP because they do book up really fast, whether it's RV camping that you're interested in doing. They have spots with electric and water hookups. They have cabins that have heat and air conditioning. They do not have bathrooms, but the bathrooms are close by. Modern bathroom facilities at Mayo Park, playground equipment. Oh, it's just a beautiful place. 1013 Neal Store Road is the location. And they are already booking for 2021. And again, LeBron's just not saying it to make it sound good. Do yourself a favor. Book ASAP. AP, thank you. To make sure that you get the dates that you would like. As LeBron said, in the weeks past, it used to be a time when you could call in there on Tuesday and say, hey, look, I want to come down and bring my camper out for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They said, well, yeah, come on, we got room for you.
That's right.
Those days, in a sense, have long passed with the pandemic. So book ASAP and make sure that you've got those dates secured that you want to be at Mayo Park. But now if you just want to go down for a day or so during the week, they may have some availabilities for the camp spots, or if you just want to go down one day to enjoy the park, no reservations necessary. Just head on out and enjoy. We'll be back with more Playing in Person with LeBron Street coming up in a little bit, but right now it's time for our local news report. The local news is presented at this time by Biscuitville. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Want to make mention that the food pantry of Roxboro in Person County is closed today, but they will reopen on Friday. Now, LeBron, again, you got a crappie fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park. The boats leave at 7 o'clock, and weigh-in is at 12 noon.
That's correct, Rob.
And it's $25 to register to fish in the tournament. You can have up to five people per boat. 336-597-7806 for more information about the crappie fishing tournament sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department at Mayo this Saturday. LeBron, tell us more about the free movie Friday night.
So, yes, Rob, like I said before, man, before pre-COVID, we show free movies at the Kirby. Well, now, instead of having the Kirby, we have them at the Rock Sportsplex. It is a drive-in movie theater, drive-in style. It is free. The movie we'll be showing is Remember the Titans. The doors will open, the gates will open up at 6 o'clock, and the movie starts right at dark, which is right at 7 o'clock now. Again, this is a free movie that we will be showing this Friday night, October the 23rd, at the Rock Sportsplex. we also will have a food truck there for refreshments. Also, Rob, I'd like to mention we are having something we call Candyland. We are having a free candy giveaway starting October the 30th for ages 5 through 12, and it's going to be from 3:30 till 6. And the way this works, Rob, we will have it will be at the Sportsplex, but you must also pre-register. That's the most important thing. Once you understand, please pre-register for this candy giveaway that will be from ages 5 through 12 at the Rock Sportsplex on next Friday, the 30th. Please call 597-1755 to register for this event. And last but not least, Rob, also golf camp is scheduled for October 26th through the 29th. You do have until this Thursday to register. The slots are filling up, and I'm pretty sure it's almost full, so please go ahead and call and get registered for this event. Again, you have until Thursday, October 22nd to register, and it's for ages 10 through 15, boys and girls. Also, please call 597-1755 for more information about that, Rob.
LeBron, I appreciate everything that you do and all the other folks with the Parks and Recreation does to keep us updated and entertained.
My pleasure. You all listeners have a good day.